Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast and part four in this series.
So do you think that by doing that that way, instead of like most of us would think, well, we grow sales, and then we come back and we fix this stuff. But so you've kind of got it going the other direction. You fix this stuff first. So do you think that by thereby fixing that and dropping that profit, that it gives you flexibility to grow? Perhaps maybe you can lower your price and be at a lower cost than others are charging, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. We look at it slightly different. When we're pricing something, we price it. We ask ourselves, what would the customer pay? And that's how we price it. And then we work on reducing the cost. And the more we reduce cost, the more money we make. Like, we have a product. So we're taking the next 3 months and we're doing nothing but product optimization. We're going back through all of our products again and we're reevaluating them. So we have one product. We don't build a lot of, but we build about 1,700 units a year. And they just reduced the machining time on it by 4 minutes. So I'm going to do the math here. 1,700 times 4 minutes, that's 6,800 minutes divided by 60. So we just freed up 113 hours of production time on that machine.
Wow.
And now we can introduce a new product. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. So
that's 113 man hours that just became available, or people hours now, I guess is the right term. And the machine, we just made time out of midair, and that was only 4 minutes per part. Mm. Or 3 minutes. So that's just one product. We have invented and brought to market over 700 products.
Wow.
If I could reduce the time to make 700 products by 4 minutes, you couldn't even begin to imagine how much you would put to the bottom line. There's a phenomenal book that I recommend anybody in manufacturing read, and it's called The Goal by Eli Goldratt. And, you know, people, it just cracks me up. Most businesses net about 4%. A good business is probably netting about 8 to 9% net profit. And a really good company is in the 15% profit. It's just disgusting to me that that's all a person can net. Like, so when we talk about gross profit, we don't call it gross profit here. It's available dollars, right? Gross profit's the money that comes in that you pay your bills with, right?
Right.
And the more of that that's left over is the more you put in your pocket. And everybody's worried about all these other things. And instead of just working with their vendors to reduce cost and working on efficiencies, there's so much money to be made there. It's unbelievable how much money is to be made there.
You know, I think you bring up a really good point there too, is that that kind of moves you from being a transactional relationship with your vendor to kind of becoming somewhat of a partner or an added value partner, that you're kind of helping the equation on both sides of things, right? Because you're helping them move their material at a lower cost to you and so on. So I think that's like...
We call them stakeholders.
Stakeholders, okay.
So we buy thousands of tires a month. And our local tire distributor wanted to raise the price of our tires $3 a tire. And we said, look, you know, we just can't, our customers, we just can't do that. Can we come down and spend a day with you? Because, so Toyota stands for two things in production. One is respect for people, and the other one is continuous improvement. So our vendors are our stakeholders. So if we respect our stakeholder, we're going to go down and talk to them. and we want to try to do continuous improvement. So we said, they said, yeah, come on down. So another important thing for you guys to know is Toyota calls the Gemba. The Gemba is the place where the real work occurs. And they say the further from the Gemba the decisions are made, the worse the decisions will be.
Mm. Wow.
And I can't help but think, you know, with a lot of our political stuff, you know, like police and that, that you if you want to make a decision, you need to go to the Gemba. And that's followed up with Genchi Genbutsu. And Genchi Genbutsu means go see and gain firsthand knowledge. All right, so follow the bouncing ball here. So this tire manufacturer, they say they're going to raise the price of a tire. If accounting, who's not in the Gemba, they're not at the tire manufacturer, is trying to make a decision, it's not going to be a good one. So we told our accounting, hey, take an engineer, Genchi Genbutsu, go see, go to the manufacturer and see what's going on. Go to the Gemba and gain firsthand knowledge. So they get there and they spend a day, and the results were astounding. So how many times, it's a little bit unfair, but just work with me. This company is 5 miles from us. How many times do you suppose they physically picked up a tire and moved it from the time it showed up at their loading dock till the time it was delivered to our shop?
Maybe 10?
10? 21.
Oh my gosh.
So one of the things that we discovered is they would take the rim. The rims came in a box. So they would take the rim out of the box and throw the box on the ground in a big pile because they were filling up their dumpster so fast. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So one of the first things we said is, hey, why are we getting the rims in a box? And they go, well, that's just how they show up. So we called our rim supplier and we said, hey, why do you put these rims in a box? And they go, oh, we thought you wanted them in a box.
Wow.
And we said, hey, any chance you could ship them without the box? And they go, we'd love to. It would save us cost.
Wow.
And labor. And we said, by the way, if we do that, could we talk you into putting in the valve stem? Yeah. So now our tire supplier doesn't have to take them out of the box. They don't have to dispose of the box. They didn't have to put in the valve stem. So right there was about 4 or 5 times they touched the rim. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And at the end of the day, well, that was almost about 7 years ago, and they haven't increased the price yet.
Wow. So they just kind of maintained it. Instead of raising the $3, they were able to maintain it. And on top of it, they probably pocketed quite a bit of extra profit, not only on you, but the rest of their client base, right?
Absolutely. There you go.
Wow.
But if you don't respect your partners and you don't want them to continuously improve, none of that would have happened.
Or what if
normally accounting would have just said, hey, there's a price increase and we need to pass it on to the consumer.
Wow. Yeah. So going back to my my second question, what advice would you give for a small, medium-sized company to start these techniques? And I remember when I talked to you, you told me like about the Gemba Academy and some of those resources and things. But where do you think is like stage 1, 2, 3, and 4? To start off.
Right. Well, for me, there's always books to read, right? I think the Gemba Academy is great. You can log on there. Reading the book, The Goal, is amazing. I have a friend, Paul Akers. He has a really good book called 2 Second Lean. And that's a start. And then as an organization, any book by Jeffrey Liker is amazing. The Toyota Way.
Okay.
But as an organization, you know, you really got to find out who's going to take the journey with you. And so one of my techniques that I've been suggesting now is that, you know, if you're a, I would start by saying, hey, I'm going to have a pizza party Wednesday night from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And we're going to discuss lean manufacturing and some of these concepts and see who shows up. And I would tape $50 under a chair. I'd tape $20 under a chair. I'd tape $100 under a chair. And I'd give out door prizes so that at the end of that night, that group goes back and tells everybody at the shop, you know what I mean? We discussed this book, The Toyota Way, and Jeff all gave us copies of it. And I want $100. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and empower them to be a part of it. And then read the book together. You know what I mean? And then just start. You know, they all these Japanese things like, you know, each journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
Yeah, you know, I just keep thinking it's so different than how, you know, we or myself or maybe, you know, small, medium sized businesses think is that we're always thinking, you know, how to get more sales and how to get more material and so on. And you just totally reversed it by working on the process, you know, and taking cost out. So it's such a interesting thought.
Well, everybody says employees are their biggest assets. Would you agree?
That's the number one cost on the balance sheet is employees.
Go yeah. Well, everybody says they're their number one asset, but how many companies actually treat them like their number one asset? How many companies are really focused on wellness and training and coaching and mentoring? You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just not doing it. I mean, we just built an $18 million facility, and the number one thing we put in was an exercise center. The number two thing was an 80-person training room. Like, we're going to invest in tomorrow's youth. We want to give back to our community and start holding free night classes here. You know, Toyota has taught us to don't trade short-term profits for the long-term goal. We're very focused on our 10-year goal. And
interesting. So is the 10-year goal, is it has a monetary number and maybe like in a like the number of staff helped or something, or what kind of goals are they?
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if I'm ready to share those publicly.
Okay.
You know, but it's, if you want to study up on it, it's called Hoshin Kanri. And it's, you know, Toyota does a 10-year vision. And then we have within that, I mean, so we have team members. And for every 3 to 6 team members, there's a team leader. And for every 3 team leaders, there's a department leader. And for every 3 department leaders, there's a group leader. And I have posted the 10-year vision. And then now it's up to the group leaders to say, what can they do in the next 5 years that would drive towards supporting the 10-year vision? And then the department leaders have to tell the group leaders what they're going to do in the next year that would help achieve the 5-year goal. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was just curious, so a team leader of the 3 to 6 people, would that leader spend maybe 80% of their time as a production worker and 20% of their time as a leader, or what does that look like?
Yes. And we have a matrix that shows that, you know, and then they'll cover, a team leader will cover for a team member when they're absent. you know, there's very defined responsibilities and roles, but a team leader will be working the majority of the time.
Okay. Hey, another question I had, I'm not sure if you're still doing this or you stopped doing this, but do you give tours or anything, or what is it?
Oh, we've never stopped. You know, that Toyota has taught us teach and learn. So we probably do 2 to 3 lean tours a week.
So if I want to send a
companies
couple,
as far as Ireland.
So if I want to send a couple people out there, then you could give them a tour?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'd spend a day with them, no problem at all.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, I think I'd like to. We've got an operations manager here who's outstanding, and I think she would. She's starting to implement some of these things now. We've taken one of our engineers and allocated probably 25% of his day to process improvement. And kind of what that looks like is that some of the employees will think, well, you know, we're always reaching for these trays. They're over on the shelf. If we could just pull them down like cup holders at McDonald's and they were right in front of us, you know, is that something that you could do? So he's out there building things for them to help them save time as they're doing their process. And so I think that that they would really benefit by kind of seeing how you guys think and how you implement things.
Absolutely. Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen.